What's in a name? Wow, potentially a large inheritance. Government records show there are 67 unclaimed estates with links to Coventry. It could be money or property, a business or a car. Anything left behind by someone who has not made a will, Trisha Doodoo, before they die. So how do you track these people down? Let's speak to Danny Curran from the hit BBC programme Air Hunters. He runs an organisation called Finders Keepers. No, Finders International. Morning, Danny.
Good morning, Trish.
I love that show, Air Hunters, daytime on BBC, on the BBC. So, where do we start? Where do we start? All this unhidden treasure.
Well, it's the website listing these unclaimed estates. You touched on searching through. There's Bona Vacantia list. Bona Vacantia being the same term for unclaimed goods, unclaimed estates. So if you go to bonavacantialist.co.uk and search around, see if there's names that you vaguely recognise. You could use your maiden name, your grandmother's maiden name, any members of your family that you think are connected, because you've got to remember that sometimes families drift apart. You mentioned your own family there with your father coming from Ireland. That's quite a common scenario. People changing countries post-war, looking for work opportunities. So these things lead to families drifting apart. And that it can happen. You know, it's one of these situations. You might get a call one day and say, well, you know, we did to this person. There could be some money due to you.
Yes. Well, you've been doing this for 30 years now, Danny. What case stands out as the most memorable for you?
Well, there's many, many cases that have obviously been amazing stories. I'll have to write a book one day.
Yes.
In recent times, we've had things crossing borders that are always interesting, because you have a lady who died in Surrey, a German lady who'd lived there her whole life, managed to accumulate about £5 million. And she was originally from former Eastern Germany, East Berlin. So we worked with our German partners and traced all the family down. And they're a very humble family living in sort of one-bedroom flats in East Berlin. So we flew over there with all the family photos and all the, you know, the possessions that we could take with us, and presented them with this entire history of this woman's life that they'd long forgotten about. And that's always very rewarding, that kind of thing.
Definitely becoming instant millionaires. Very nice indeed. People can check if their names are on the register on this Bona Vacantia website. Is that what they need to do?
Yeah, bonavacantialist.co.uk. You just go on, and what we do at Finders International, we often work with people who think they might be connected. And if you think you're connected but you're not sure how to go about proving it, you can even contact us at findersinternational.co.uk and we can check it out for you and see if you're connected. Mm-hmm. We usually work on these cases only on a percentage of commission if we're successful. So there's nothing to lose. You don't need to hire a lawyer.
Okay.
You don't need to hire an investigator. And that kind of thing, it can work out.
Yeah,
and advantageous.
And there are other companies that do what you do. But if people are thinking, actually, you know, this could be me, is it a massive long process with, you know, linking your family surname and getting the cash, property, business or car? You know, is it a couple of weeks, months? Could it take years?
Well, we're actually quite lucky in this country. The probate process winding up an estate will be reasonably efficient in terms of, you know, it could be sort of 9 to 18 months, depending on how complex it is. We've had some cases, like I was saying, the multinational, the German case that's been in administration for about 3 years. So it depends on the complexity. We've just done our first DNA case as well, we had a body exhumed. Because I thought that this was his father, and they took samples from the bone to prove, because he wasn't named on any birth certificate or anything, and that's going to be over $1 million as well. But that's going to take several years to wind up.
Okay, well, I can wait. Danny Curran, thank you very much for the BBC programme Air Hunters. So there, have a look on that list. Your money could be there waiting for you.